Welcome to News Video Clip. We're going to start today by going down to Conroe, Texas, where a woman who is purportedly a nurse went on this bigoted rant inside a grocery store against a couple of Muslim ladies. Let's watch.
You're not welcome in this state.
You are wearing scrubs. You work for
the
hotel.
What matters is that you worship a terrorist who is a warlord, a pedophile, and Islam is a terrorist organization.
Yeah, because you're not educated about it.
I'm very educated on this subject.
Yeah, because you're
obviously
not.
Yeah. You're not welcome.
Yeah.
This is not a Muslim country. This is a Christian country.
Stop looking at her like that.
You need to leave.
You need to leave.
You're not welcome here.
We have citizenship
here.
Why do you have to
care, Tara? You need to leave. You need to go back to your Islamic country where you came from. Okay?
No.
Everybody's aware of why you're here.
No.
Okay, so don't think that we don't know, and don't think you're going to get away with it.
I'm pretty sure we're fine people here.
So there you see her. I love that little conspiracy theory at the very end. We know why you're really here. Yeah, they're actually U.S. citizens, and they are protected by the First Amendment in the U.S. Constitution, which protects freedom of religion, even religions that you don't happen to like, lady. All right, let's now go over to Georgia, where Democratic Senator John Ossoff was preaching at a church this morning, and he was calling out President Donald Trump's fake Christianity. Let's watch.
We see a faithless president. Self-dealing, while he depicts himself as Christ. While he depicts the Obamas as apes. Did you see that? While he plunges the nation recklessly into war, plunders our health care, and sends prices soaring. And while the people pay more than ever for groceries and housing and health care, he builds a monument to himself. While a cancer patient loses health coverage, he adorns his office in gold. Have you seen it? Voting rights laws are dismantled. Prisons for immigrants are full of children. And all the while, we see this wickedness advanced and defended by those who wrap themselves in the banner of righteous faith. But we ask, where in Scripture are we commanded to deny care to the sick? To take from those with the least, to give to those with the most? To violate the house of worship, to hunt down the refugee?
Oh, excellent, excellent sermon there by Senator John Ossoff. That's a real Christian. That guy is preaching right out of the Bible. Excellent. Now, Senator John Ossoff is up for re-election this November. I certainly hope he wins. And honestly, I would love to see him run for president in 2028. I think that man is awesome. Just terrific. All right, now we're going to go over to Fox News. And here's a guy who probably will run for president in 2028, Vice President J.D. Vance. And he was asked about the upcoming negotiations again with Iran and if he was going to be there. So let's watch this clip where he humiliates himself.
Do you have any immediate plans to join Jared and Steve?
Yeah, I expect that I will leave sometime the next couple of days, but you know, it's always a delicate coordination dance, right? And the diplomatic protocols. I gotta be honest with you, I don't really understand these things. I've never been a particularly into diplomatic protocols.
Okay, wait a second. Wait. You're the Vice President of the United States. You are next in line to the presidency, and you don't understand diplomatic protocols? Are you kidding me? And you're going to take a back seat to Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff, who don't hold any position in the government, and yet they're the ones that keep negotiating these failed peace plans with Iran? Folks, this is absolutely ridiculous, and J.D. Vance is a joke. All right, now we're going to go to another member of the Trump administration. Well, actually, she just recently resigned, and I wonder if this story has something to do with it. The Washington Post is reporting that Trump's former Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, was guided by more than 25,000 memos from, quote, cult guru Chris Butler of the Science of Identity Foundation when she was in Congress. Remember, she was a representative from Hawaii. The Washington Post reports dozens of attached memos appeared to document directives and advice for Gabbard from her time in Congress. Some contained instructions on what legislation she should propose, which policies she should embrace, and how she should conduct herself on television. So Tulsi Gabbard was taking orders from a cult guru? Are you kidding me? And what I want to know is, when she was the Director of National Intelligence, was she taking advice from the cult guru then too? I mean, this should be investigated, folks. Seriously, this is weird. Alrighty, those are all the stories we have today. We have links to all of our stories right below this video. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, Joe Rogan, Riley Gaines, Tim Pool, Benny Johnson, Jimmy Dore, those are all paid influencers. They never back up any of their claims with any evidence. We back up every single story. Guys, I want to thank everyone who has subscribed to this channel. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. If this is your first time watching this video, please subscribe and like. If you hate this video, please subscribe. If you hate me, please subscribe. Alrighty, we'll be back later with more stories.